I recently had a lady suggest that I should wallpaper one of the rooms in my home. In fact, she had the perfect paper for me. Interestingly, the price to wallpaper one room would buy a good house in many cities. I'm sticking with paint, but the story of some very expensive wallpaper is this edition of The American Countryside.
Pivot BioProven is the first ever nitrogen-producing microbe that supplies nitrogen directly to the plant, helping maximize yield. Just ask Zach from Oklahoma.
The average was about a 5 to 6 bushel an acre benefit. Not only is that more money in my pocket, but it's less money I had to spend on fertilizer and wear and tear on my side dressing sprayer.
Pivot BioProven. Get what you paid for. The nitrogen that stays put, whether or not.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcasts and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
Isabel McGowan owns the old Ogden Mansion, today called Shakespeare Chateau. She helped bring the 9,000-square-foot residence back to life in downtown St. Joseph, Missouri. There's one room in particular that will tell you a lot about just how amazing this home was and still is.
This room is the front parlor. It features mahogany woodwork throughout. The colonnade, all the paneling, everything made out of mahogany. Just a very extravagant exhibition of wealth is what this much mahogany meant in 1885.
But perhaps it's the wallpaper in this room that really tells the story of wealth.
Made by a French company called Zubert. They've been making this type of wallpaper. They call it a scenic or panoramic wallpaper, and they've been making it since Napoleon's day.
In fact, Zubert claims to be the only wallpaper maker that still creates those pigments in the style of 200 years ago.
This room incorporates 210 different colors, and then they also are referring to how those pigments are applied using hand-carved wood blocks. Their website says they have a library of more than 100,000.
And when you consider the handful of places that have this company's wallpaper in the United States, you realize just how big of a deal it is.
There is a room set of Zubert paper at the White House, for example, and one at Monticello. I'm sure there's a few others.
You can still buy this wallpaper today. You could buy a small house for perhaps the same price.
You could order this up for your house. You know, get out your checkbook. $61,000 is the price tag for this wallpaper, this room set that you see here.
I'm sticking with the gallon of paint I redid our walls with last year, but that doesn't mean the paper, the walls, and this home aren't magnificent. They are a treasure. Traveling the countryside in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.